kettle of bilberry soup. The grandmother was old, her granddaughter was young, and they met in the space in between. The old woman was black grouse, the young woman was white stoat, and those were the ways that they knew. Black grouse had many travels packed into her well-weathered bag, lots of bundles of landscapes, bright skeins of adventures, and fat little notebooks all stuffed with the things that she had learned and discovered and dreamed through the years. For black grouse was a dreamer. She had lived by trading the fruits of her poetic imagination to buy tickets and new boots and linen and cheese. Now her knees were complaining and her eyes less than perfect, and her stiffening fingers took longer to lace up her days.